You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
I dreamed I saw the night in armor.
You're a little pitchy.
And saying something about a queen. There were peasants singing and drummers drum, and the archer split the tree.
You know,
all in a dream.
This is our first
all
podcast in the
dream.
Studio, the Riotcast studio.
Okay, that was a little
you're
Neil
trying
Young.
To you're trying to recreate the
what?
The Sirius experience.
No.
Fired from Sirius.
No, but I was singing at home.
Unceremony. I don't even know if we were fired because you know what? I just realized right this second.
What?
You just came up and told me. You just came upstairs and were like, hey, we were fired from Sirius.
Yeah.
You might still be doing the show without me.
Yeah, it's on Tuesday nights. Guess where we are? Here. It's Tuesday night.
Well, no. I really thought I'd... I was like, well, yay.
This is our podcast.
And now we have to do it anyway.
Well, it's our podcast that we would do from home, but finally we're doing it live with guests. We're going to introduce our guests in a second.
I just don't understand. Are we going to do it twice a week still?
No, like, you're fucking stupid. Listen to me for this one.
I'm listening.
We're taping it. This is going live.
This is live.
People could hear it and call in.
Yes.
That's the whole idea of this, and we have guests.
Right.
Then they'll replay it. Then this goes to Riotcast, and this will be our podcast for this week on Riotcast.
Okay, got it.
Thursday, it'll go up on Riotcast.
Sure.
For the people that didn't hear it live right now.
Yes.
Do you understand? This is a podcast.
Yes.
It's not radio.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a live podcast with guests because we never did that.
Yes.
Do you understand?
Yes.
Do I have to explain it again ever?
But do we still do the one where we sit at our kitchen table and argue?
Well, we're not here, we do that one.
Oh.
When we're not here, because we're not going to do it here every week.
No.
When we're not here, we'll do it from home.
Okay.
But every, like, twice a month, we'll do it live. We'll
Got
have
it.
Guests like we have tonight who we'll introduce in a second.
Yep.
And then at home, we'll do some.
Sure.
Some will go behind the wall. We'll do maybe 15 minutes at home, too, a quick one for behind the wall.
Got it.
That's behind the wall that they keep telling us that no one's going behind because, you know, we're not making any fucking money. But if you want to call here now, call 347-983-9593. That's 347-983-9593. We've never taken a real call on our podcast in over 250 episodes. This is going to be the first. Whoever calls and we pick up, you'll be our first real call in over 250 episodes.
He says real
episodes.
Call because he's answered the phone many times.
Yeah, but that's not a real call.
Like
that's
where
a friend.
They can't hear the... The person on the other.
I'll answer the call and put it next to the mic.
The only difference between this show, honestly, and the radio show is that...
this is a podcast.
I'm not going to talk as much.
Now, here's the
Clearly,
other thing.
Clearly, I'm learning as we go.
We're going to throw a couple plugs out and introduce our guests. We're going to have fun tonight, Bonnie. You've never done this up here, you know, like this before. You've never done our podcast live. You know why? Because neither have I. We've never done it live. So this week, we have a caller. Tell them to hold. Caller, please hold. We got to get out a couple plugs.
Oh, my God. This is the literally, I didn't think it could get any worse than sitting in our kitchen table and doing fucking bullshit. But this is actually worse.
Why?
Because you're excited and babbling about fucking nothing.
I'm not
caller, please hold. I mean, what the, where are we? What I'm the not... fuck is this shit? You got two guests that are just sitting here.
Can we give a minute before we introduce
you? You sang them? The opening song.
Because we didn't play it.
Come on.
I sing from home when we do the podcast sometimes, right? Remember? Okay. Why are you getting mad? What? This
I'm
is
not
how
getting mad. I'm honestly, I'm about to cry. It's so disappointing.
Real quick. November 2nd, our live Would You Bang Him show at the Village Underground, 10 o'clock. Go to the Comedy Cellar. We need to start selling tickets. I think it's only $10. Great comics. It's going to be a great, great night out. November 2nd. My CD is going up for pre-sale, which it will be Thursday. No, what's today? November 20th, it goes up for pre-sale, Rich Foss 5.
I'm sorry. I don't know what to do about it.
I'm just throwing out some fucking plugs.
I know, but it takes so long, and you don't know the right date.
I do know them. I'm just mixed up a little.
This is all I hear.
So November 20th, pre-sale on iTunes. It's going to be on all digital outlets, Amazon, Spotify, you name it. Rich Voss 5, my fifth CD, hands down, funny. And next week it comes out on iTunes on the 28th. You can pre-order it the 20th,
it's
Thursday.
So painful to listen.
Thursday the 20th. If you're buying on Amazon, richvossamazon.com. I'm okay. Ready to go now. We'll do some more plugs later. We'll let them plug.
Oh, can't wait.
And then we'll take introduce our guests, and then we'll take our first caller.
Know. Everybody knows it's Lewis.
He's one of my favorites.
Jay Gomez. One day he'll lose the J.
No, I'll never lose the J.
No, that's what he's known for.
Yeah.
The J?
Yeah. It keeps it very classy.
What if there's other Lewis Gomez's?
There's plenty of other Lewis Gomez's.
And then we also have Karen What's-Her-Face.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming.
She had her hair done. She spent $300 to...
First of all,
you can't even tell. You can't even tell.
You're such
Rich,
a piece
do you have any idea that
you
she had her hair done?
You need to spend 4 hours on your appearance.
I'm going to tell you the truth. I truly like her. She's one of my favorites. Her personality.
I feel
her
that. Stage. You know what, honestly?
But I don't look at her as a human. Right. So I couldn't tell if her hair... You know what I mean? I just look at
really
her.
You're not really seeing her.
I don't see her. I hear her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying? I don't.
I got a discount. I got a $40 discount on
my hair.
You paid
$300?
I paid $200. It was going to be $240, but I got a $40.
What did they do?
How'd you get a $40 discount?
I don't know if it's still
She's
a discount.
She's not wearing underwear.
If you blow him. I don't know if it still counts as a discount.
But what did they do? They straightened it or dyed it?
They dyed it. They put, there's like many different shades of blonde.
You can tell you've got highlights and lowlights.
Thank you.
In there.
I think it looks good now that I look at it.
Yeah.
But Bonnie, did you notice even? Because I wouldn't even know.
You know
if
what? The
notice.
Truth of the matter is that I've never seen her with her hair down. So this could have just been how it all looks. Because I was going to say you should wear it down more often.
Yeah, but it looked like garbage.
Why? How else should she wear her hair?
She wears it. You've really never seen her. You can't see her at all.
I told you I don't pay attention.
I wear it tight, like a facelift pony.
How do you wear it during those roast battles? I don't know.
Because that's my battle pony.
Yeah, well, it didn't work last
Thank
week.
Thank you for mentioning.
Or 2 weeks ago. Who did you lose to?
Zach Amico.
Oh,
again.
The big guy?
Yeah.
But he came out. He, you know what?
Killed me.
He needed it.
Yeah.
And so did the girl. She needed it, too.
Yeah. Girl.
Some people needed the girl that with the high voice, be Pete Lee.
Oh, the...
Christy Cello.
Yeah. Christy Cello.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? Sometimes people need it more than others.
Yeah.
Like, I think he needed it more than you.
Yeah.
I don't know his career at all. I don't know what goes on.
Well, here's the deal. That, like, Zach, he's good enough where if he wins this thing, he might go on to being on that show or writing for some of the roasts. That's not really an aspiration you have. You do it, like, on the side for fun. Like, that's, a, like, Zach really gives a fuck.
Yeah.
And you could tell how much he cares.
What are
know?
My aspirations, again?
I don't know. I really don't ever listen to when you talk. If Rich could do the listening and I can do the looking, I think we'll have an entire picture about who you are.
So we got to get together and go over it.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
Am I left with the smelling?
Bonnie and I were talking, and then we'll take this call, our first call ever. How good a host you are, Lewis, when you do those roast battles.
Oh, thanks.
Because let me tell you, either one of us could easily do it, but you're really good.
I couldn't do it.
No. You keep it going. You got a lot of energy every night.
Yeah.
I don't think you have a lot of energy. And I really don't think that's what would make a good host in that situation.
No, yes,
I think what
does.
You do is actually... perfect. Because I've sat in that audience and watched it as an audience member before the whole thing, and it's like different. It's different to see it like that. And then when you come out, they know what's going to happen. They know what they're going to get. It's like cool. And
yeah, well, it's
so, like if you're
battle.
Too excited, it would be.
Yeah, well, that's
no, but he still has good energy.
I used to be more of like the typical host, and when I do stand up, like I used to come out and like, hey, come on, guys.
Oh, that's what I appreciate that you don't do.
Yeah,
I hate
hosting now, so I just kind of want to. I'd rather go out and try to be funny and actually. But that's a little different though. The roast battle's different because you have to literally
you have to
keep it moving.
So much.
You have to explain the rules. It's a game show. You're hosting a game show.
Yeah.
You have to explain the rules. You have to make sure that the battlers are going up and going and. and doing a certain order a certain way, but the judges will be out of fucking control.
Yes.
If I don't make sure to like kind of
so
cut them
good
off.
At that. I think that's you really you let people get their joke out and then you know try to move on unless Yamanika's on.
What some
and then
so last week, see, I think, and I asked this person, I'm not gonna say names. I think some of the judges pre-write their comebacks, but everybody said no.
Lawrence.
I didn't say any names.
You're thinking Lawrence.
No,
who
I'm
else?
Not.
Who else would you be talking about?
Of course
about?
It's Lawrence. Of course he does. He books the show. He knows he's going to be on.
I asked him, he said
even
no.
If, I don't think
okay,
he pre-writes
well,
them.
Even if he doesn't pre-write them, he at least has time to like, you know, he his knows mind, it's coming, so I'm sure he's like, you
he's
know,
quick at it. He's
it's,
quick.
It's,
if you're looking,
it's marinating in there.
I if you're looking
quick.
For just puns, right? If
something's
we were, if
marinating
we were sitting here
when
and,
you smell.
And I was going to sit back and just snipe and wait for little rhymes and little puns, it's actually not that difficult. If that's all you're doing, I look. It is what it is. I'm saying it's not. I'm not so impressed with what Lawrence does on those roasts where I'm going like, oh, he has to pre-write it. No, his mind just works that way. That's why
he
trains his mind to.
But he also can think, you know, I mean, if you know who's coming out.
Yeah.
You know,
you kind of know
three
where
days
you're going.
In advance, you kind of have a little.
I think Mark Norman's quick. I think he's good at it.
Judging. Well, we have, that's the thing with the New York, or the one we do here, because there's a few of them. But the judges that we have here, they really, no matter what happens on the battles, they keep it nice
funny.
And fucking mean and funny.
I hate when the judges are like, God, I'm not.
Well, when they treat it like they're actually giving them advice.
Yes, I'm like, shut the fuck up. It really drives me nuts. Because some of the judges are less funny than the people on stage. And I hate
who was that?
I hate when they're like, first of all, I thought I did a great job. What are the things that makes a great roaster? It's like, shut up.
Who
you're
that
describing
guy?
Your husband right now.
No, I know. I fucking smash him.
I'm trying to get my
though.
Message out.
I smash him a lot. Are you kidding me? I fucking killed Yamanika. Last week I had two good lines, but I was a little tired last week.
No, you're great every time. I'm fucking around.
No, but who was the guy with the fucking pretty hair and the big nose from California?
Nick Youssef.
No, was it? He's a director.
Yeah, I think
he's
so.
He's a director. I think
he sucked.
I didn't say that. I didn't know.
I think he turned We don't know how he is at directing movies.
No, I thought he did a little too serious.
Yeah.
More than, like in California, when I judge in L.A., I slammed the fuck out of those people.
Yeah, you should. Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Like, I don't think people, it doesn't matter. Nobody remembers who wins. People are going to remember who wins this tournament, but that's really it. I don't remember at all who wins week to week the battles.
No,
yeah. You just want to make sure that segment for that 10 or 15 minutes is a fucking blast. And the audience is having a blast. People that are watching online at home are having a blast. So that's what's great about the show. It's kind of what I like about podcasting as well. Because if a bit doesn't work, you kind of make fun of the fact that it didn't work.
Right.
And that ends up becoming the bit. You know,
I mean, that last week or 2 weeks ago, it started off very strong. Then it got weak, and then the last one was pretty good.
Yeah.
Hold on, you want to take this call, and then we'll get back to this.
That guy hung up.
He hung up.
Yeah.
All right.
It was a while ago.
I got to be honest with you. It was me because I wanted to be the first caller on the show when you made that whole speech.
Was it really?
Yeah, it was me.
Give us a call 347-983-9593.
It really was. And here's why you're retarded. It's Skype. There's no hold system. This isn't SiriusXM. They're not screening the calls in another room right now.
No,
putting
we're
them on hold.
That.
Yeah, no. There's just Skype. There's no putting them on hold. It was like literally, he just let me hang up.
Yeah, I don't have an option for that. We have to just hope they call at the right time.
At the Gas Digital Network Studios, we have that option.
Whoa.
Okay, 347-983-9593. If you want to call in,
may or may not answer.
But wait a second. I want to get to that after we're done with the roast battles. Now, so we're on to the quarterfinals, right?
Yeah.
The quarterfinals.
Quarterfinals.
So, could you tell where the thing is so people can go?
It's at the stand tonight at 10:30. 10:30. There's eight.
Every couple of
there's
Tuesdays,
four right? battles tonight.
Four, well, it's gonna be five. There's a main event as well. We have a three rounder: Louis Katz versus Noah Gordon Schwartz.
They're just adding that. They weren't there last week.
No, they weren't. Just because we need to fill in more time. So it's a three rounder. But then we have four single round battles to advance to the finals, which is going to be in 2 weeks. And then in the finals, the final four battlers have to battle twice in one night in order to win the title. And we actually have a professional wrestling belt.
It looks good.
Had.
The belt looks good.
Yeah. It's kind of fucking stupid, but everyone really wants that belt. Everyone won't admit it, but everyone really wants that
of
belt.
Of course you want to win.
What am I going to do with that belt?
Hopefully hang yourself.
Where would I? That would have been fibby.
But that would have been funny if you won it and if you would have melted it down and made it into a bracelet.
You said that so many times. Like, you've melted things before and made stuff.
I don't know how you would go about melting a professional.
I want to do it, though.
How would you do that? How would you go about melting a belt down?
I don't know. I would start with a lighter.
Go to medieval times.
We're trying.
Do we take breaks on this show?
No. Oh, this is our podcast. It's not radio.
Well, you can do one. That's what Bobby does. He does one in the middle, like a
read or something.
Yeah, and then they do a read, and then they go to the bathroom.
We don't have any reads.
Well,
tonight,
you know,
we had one next week. We have one next week. Finally. Anyhow. We also have Karen on a list. Karen, not Karen.
Oh,
Karen.
Me? Karen. It's just a short E. Karen. It's like Bed or Aaron.
Karen.
There you go. Nailed it.
Who to try to? We're trying to get
it's
her on
not
our
your fault, Richard,
on our live on our live on our live show.
What, the Will You Fuck Me
Will
show?
You bang
Why can't I be on the Will You Bang Me show?
I wanted you, but everyone else was like, boop, boop, boop.
No. Who did we? Did he?
Who the fuck said boop, boop, boo to me?
Nobody. Nobody.
No. I want to know.
Nobody.
Who said boop, boop, boo?
Nobody at all.
Because I fucking murdered on the Creeps with Kids show. I leveled on that show.
I actually missed your set. I came right after that.
Yeah, it was. I made it hard for everyone else. I was that good.
Just make it hard
for
yourself.
From Stand Up New York.
What?
From Stand Up New York when I used to first met you up at Stand Up.
Yeah.
I kind of was always nice to Lewis, though. I don't think you were. I always kind of like Lewis. Because I always...
I remember one time you tried to egg on a fight between me and Todd...
Lynn?
Todd
Not
Lynn.
Me. I didn't. That wasn't
yes,
me.
Yes, you fucking you did.
Oh, we got a caller.
Oh, it's Todd Lynn. How cool would that be? If he's calling from beyond the grave.
Hold on. Hello? I can't hear you. Hold on.
Oh, he hung up.
You motherfucker.
This is why you need screeners.
I guess so. We'll work that out later.
You used to always call Lewis. You'd always say, who's the kid I like? That's how
I didn't try to egg on. That wasn't me.
I tell you, here's what happened. Todd Lynn didn't like me, and I didn't like Todd Lynn. And he would, because he was just shitty, and it was fine, you know what I'm saying? But he was particularly shitty to me. He would come in and just, I'd be standing
you're
at the
happy
bar.
He's dead?
Oh, yeah.
Is that what you're
I
saying?
Had no problem with his death. I really didn't. I'm not even lying about it. Am I going to sit here and pretend to be sad that he fucking died? He was an
you
asshole
went
to
blind.
Me.
It was like a tragic.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I wish the blindness on him, so I almost feel partially responsible
oh
for that.
Oh, my God.
So he would be shit. He'd come into Stand Up New York, and I'd just be at the bar. And it wasn't even like we just didn't like each other. He would come in, I'd be there, and I'd be talking to some chicks at the bar trying to flirt with him. And he'd come over, and I'd be like, Wayne, why'd he got Luis Gomez at this club? He stinks. If I see him here again, I'm not going to show up again. And I'm, like, embarrassed in front of all these fucking people. It was like
that. I
feel
like he was...
It wasn't ball busting.
He was like a feminist doing a favor for those ladies. You know what I mean? He knew.
This guy's clearly going to rape these girls in the bathroom.
Yes, he didn't want to embarrass them or scare them, but he knew.
But I didn't try to instigate a fight.
Yes, you did. One time going over to CB's, he was coming over, dude, and you instigated a fist fight.
Wait, which one is CB's?
CB's was the one that Wayne Rada booked right up the block from the cellar.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
And you were coming over with Todd one day, and you were being like an instigator, like a middle school.
No,
like the little.
Me.
Like the little guy that's going like, yeah, he was talking shit. He was talking
no,
shit.
No, it's somebody else. No, I never.
Oh, really? It was somebody else you think I don't remember this?
The Real House Husbands of Bleecker Street.
I would never do that.
I swear to God.
Because you could easily take him.
I would have fucking knocked his head off his shoulders.
I mean, he only had one hand.
I know you're going to fight. He was in that play, Your Arms Too Short to Box with God.
Richard.
What?
This is a reference she doesn't
Karen
know.
Bobby doesn't know.
I have no
she
idea.
Know
like, cue
my laugh sound good?
Todd Lynn was a comic. Me. He passed away a few years ago.
I picked
ago.
It up. I got context clues.
But he,
I'm not retarded.
He also had a little short chicken wing arm.
That's hilarious.
So funny.
He was also
you wanted Lewis to beat him
a
up?
Doctor. That's a lot of people don't know that he
was he?
Well, he took a course online, and then remember for a while he wanted people to call him doctor.
No, but he sold. He had a big business with gumball machines around the South.
What?
He had a big business. Him and his brother had gumball machines in all the supermarkets.
I always liked him.
So did I. We'd give him rides home and stuff.
Yeah, because he was like angry.
Well, no. Here's the thing. You and Todd like had a thing where it was like you guys would ball bust younger comics. Patrice had it. Bobby Kelly has it.
Yeah,
but it's like. You do it in a way where it very obviously, after knowing you, comes from a place of fucking love, and you're trying to, like, you know, you're busting balls to almost pick us up, you know?
Oh.
Todd was
Way to twist it in your brain, man. Wow. Jesus. Do you really think Rich is that smart?
Yes.
And he's like, let me be ironic right now.
Yes, I do it to the people I care about, I like.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
When he's punching me in the face, I know that he cares. It's like a beaten wife. I'm not going to press charges.
He's right, though. He gets it.
But it really is true.
Yeah.
But Todd did not come from that place.
Well, Patrice did, too. Patrice didn't fuck with people, really. Well, no. Patrice fucked with everybody.
I think Patrice almost had, like, a patriarch type of, like vibe to him, where, like, he wanted to be at the head of the table, and he wanted people to kind of, like, look up to him. I went to Patrice's house for Thanksgiving one year, and he was very, like, cordial to a lot of young, like, invited a lot of young people into his house.
Are you talking about a barbecue, one of his barbecues? Or?
But it was really a barbecue on Thanksgiving. It legitimately was.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great.
The one in Jersey City. Yeah,
Jersey City.
No, Patrice, listen.
Why was that an important part of this? I zoned out for a second, and then I heard on Thanksgiving.
I just want you guys to know that I went to Patrice's house.
And why
once.
Is that? Like, so is that how detail?
Is that
it
how,
really was Thanksgiving?
Well, no, the fact that he opened up his fucking doors to these open micer comics that you
it
know.
Wasn't the day before, and it wasn't the day after. It was legitimately Thanksgiving.
Caller,
hold on, we got a caller. Hold on.
Can that be the sound effect? You cut that every time there's a caller.
Hello, you're on.
Hey.
Hey.
Just wanted to say y'all are doing fine.
Oh, thank you.
You're our first caller. What's your name?
Will, from Connecticut.
Okay, and you're calling just to say we're doing fine?
That, and I'm wondering how the anxiety is this week, boss.
This week it's really fucking flying off the hook, the anxiety, because I have so much going on with my new CD coming out. I got like 10 interviews. I mean, like a bunch of live interviews, and I got a bunch of phoners, and I'm trying to put it all together with a publicist, and it's fucking really stressful. And I can't hit a golf ball on top of it. So the anxiety this week. But last night I got blown and we had sex too. So.
Oh, come on, Rich.
Well, I forgot. To Bonnie? Tell you about it.
No, what was his name?
No, so, but just the anxiety is fucking horrible this week. And I couldn't sleep last night. We got this puppy. Whenever this puppy hears something outside the house, jumps up and barks so loud.
Oh.
And I was sleeping on the fucking couch because I had to get up early with my daughter, so I sleep downstairs.
Sure.
And the puppy was sleeping with me on the couch. Jumped up, barked, and it almost gave me a fucking heart attack.
What type of dog is it?
A Yorkie. It's
a Yorkie.
Little barking.
So you didn't rescue. You didn't rescue.
Yeah, we did.
No. Oh, you did rescue it.
Kind of.
Well, the vet that we knew.
Someone dropped it off with
the
vet.
Yeah, they didn't. At like 7 weeks old, they'd almost dehydrated it to death, and so she had to go on. What do you call it?
An IV.
An IV and everything, and then the vet said, "Don't come back if you can't take care of the dog. I'll find a home for it."
How long have you had the dog?
So now we've had it 2 months.
At what point where the dog dies would you cry?
God.
Now you would? Really? You love it now?
I love it more than my daughter. I love it.
I say I'll give it. I'm giving my daughter 3 more years to cry, so I'll give the dog 4. Call her. What's that?
Bring back Ask Raina.
Yeah, we'll do Ask Raina, but are you going to come to our live show November 2nd? Would you bang him at the Village Underground?
I'd consider it, yeah.
We need a commitment. Yes or no?
Free tickets for you and a guest right now. We got it, right?
I'd do that, sure.
See?
It's only $10 a person.
Give them two free tickets.
All right, we'll give you two free tickets. We'll give you 2 free tickets.
How about this? You pay for the tickets, and if we see you after the show, we'll give you a 20.
Yes.
No, it's fine. I could pay for it. I would just have to see the details.
Can we just give away tickets on the show all day today? That's so much fun.
No, we can't.
Like old school radio. It's like, keep on giving away tickets.
We're doing a door deal, and I got to pay the comics. And
caller number 5 right now gets another set of tickets.
Okay.
Caller number 5 right now, another set of free tickets.
We have to do... That means we have to do 5 more of these.
No, Deepu has to pick up and go, you're number 1, click. You're number 2, click.
Yeah. So who does radio on the road that told you about
Thank
that?
Thank you for calling.
Thanks.
I used to try to win tickets all the Thank time you. From Z100. I went to the Private Poison Pizza Party when I was like 10
you
years old.
I'm sorry, the what?
The Private Poison Pizza Party?
The Private Poison Pizza Party.
Do you remember Poison on
Skinny
Bob?
The Poison Poison Pizza Party. How many Poison Party pizzas can you poison?
You were My mom won us tickets to it.
You were like a Puerto Rican kid, so anytime you went somewhere,
it was like
the, it was like the fresh air fun for you. Like if you left the city, like if you went out to Jersey to even.
Well, I grew up in the suburbs, Rich. I grew up in Rockland County.
Oh, I think you grew up in the Bronx,
up by Levity Live.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, that's my hometown.
And how come you hate Jews?
No, I don't hate Jews. I make a lot of jokes about Jews because here's the thing. I was literally told this by an agent, but right before she didn't sign me, she was like. She was listening to Legion of Skanks. She was like, yeah, you can't make as many Jewish jokes as you're making. Like, and I was like, what are you talking about? I was like, I'm sitting next to my two Jewish best friends who are also making Puerto Rican jokes. And right. she said, and I quote, she said, look, Puerto Ricans don't run the industry.
Oh, my God.
She's like, yeah, you can make as many Puerto Rican jokes as they want. She's like, that's a problem with the amount of Jewish jokes that you make. But it's literally just jokes. My mom was legitimately anti-Semitic.
But why?
She was just ignorant. She was raised as an ignorant woman.
But usually you don't find Latinos that really care.
She wasn't
care.
Latina.
Oh, what was
My
she?
My mom's Italian-Irish.
Oh.
I'm half Puerto Rican, half Italian-Irish, and the Italians really don't like the Jews.
Well, some don't. A lot of them are basically the same. When it comes to old town mobsters back in the days of fucking Meyer Lansky and fucking Capone and all them, they all worked together. Yeah. I mean, the Italians didn't really like the Jews. The Jews didn't like them, but they did work together.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I get from Boardwalk Empire.
I was just going to say, I don't know where you're getting your information.
What's that?
We got to call her if you want.
Oh, we'll
That's
take
number one. You got to go. Hey, call number one. Click.
What do you got? No, let's talk to him. What's your name?
Hey, this is Corey from Phoenix.
Corey, you did not win tickets. You're calling number one, but anyway.
He's from Phoenix. I don't think What's going on?
Hey, Rich, I emailed you a couple months ago about playing True North when you're up here in January.
Oh, yeah. I always go to Troon. I love Troon.
I played this other course, Dinosaur Mountain, a couple weeks ago. It's even better than Troon.
So. Rich would fit in nicely there.
Yeah, I know. Hey, I just got married on Friday. Do you guys have any advice for me?
Get divorced.
Don't hit her.
That's already happened, though. What about next?
My advice to you is love the one you're with. You made that decision now.
I always find it weird. Like, are you religious?
No, I'm an atheist.
Now, why would you get married? Was it pressure from the family? I don't understand why people get married anymore.
Oh, because they're white?
No.
But it's just, what is this? Just a stupid tradition. Who cares?
But wait, did you go on a honeymoon?
No, we just bought a house, and we just moved here from Iowa, so she doesn't have any vacation left. So we're taking a honeymoon in April.
That's a waste of money. To put the money into the house and go to Troon. Leave her behind and go to Troon for a weekend.
Also, what type of garbage can only afford to go on? Well, yeah, that's me. What's up?
Oh, you said why would I get married?
Yeah.
It's just a natural progression, I guess. I don't know.
She talked him into it.
See, it's just kind of a silly thing. You know
why?
What I'm saying? It doesn't
really.
Know.
I'll tell you why, honestly, and it has nothing to do with religion. It's because if you have to do a little bit of paperwork to get out of this thing, you might not get out of it.
Right. So,
but otherwise, you can just fucking walk away.
You're almost like binding yourself to it out of laziness.
Yes, yeah, so it'd be like a. If we decide to leave, we both have to cut off a finger. You'd be like, well, let's work it out.
That's the only time that anybody's ever explained to me to get married where I go, okay, that's logical. That makes sense.
Yeah. How about for the wedding presents?
Also, that's also true. Nobody ever admits that, though.
Well, because you don't really make it's
I
not
know,
you can't spend so much money on the wedding.
I know, unless it's at the
and
stand.
Then you only make money.
But isn't it supposed to be your father that's paying for the wedding?
Well, I guess,
well,
but
was,
in my
no
situation,
but Rich would have felt weird that a guy 3 years younger than him was paying for his wedding.
We are. You know, it's so funny how people make jokes about age, but the thing is, I look the same age as you. And I'm probably
you look great.
And I'm probably 20 years older than you.
Your body looks 10 years younger than his.
Well, thank you.
Can I just ask a follow up to that?
My body looks 20 years younger than everyone.
No, how does she know what his body looks like?
At radio,
she called me a pedophile last night.
I'm not angry about it.
I took my shirt off.
Why was I doing shit last night? You're going to pick up the slack.
I took my shirt off at radio when she was there. What did you say about last night?
She called me a pedophile.
Why?
Because you like her shaved buck?
Because
he kept calling me a little girl.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was great.
What am I? I don't know.
So you decided to go dye your hair like an old lady. Yeah. So
go fuck yourself. It's blonde. I hate you.
Hey, listen. A guy in Arizona.
Hey.
Are you still there?
Rich.
Right before I come to Arizona, email me at my email, rich@richvoss.com, not at Twitter, at my email, and we'll set up a day at Troon.
All right, sounds good. Hey, I saw Mark Norman a couple of weeks ago. Yeah.
perfect description. No, he's a funny guy. He's all right.
No, he is.
No, yeah, he's good. He's good. You know a lot about him when you're done.
You can dance to it.
No, I actually like him, but he fucks with me, so I got to fuck with him.
No, Mark's one of the best joke writers.
No, I agree.
Out right
I
now,
agree.
But you can give his jokes to anybody else, and it wouldn't matter.
Hey, Rich, I got to go. I got a bill collector on the other line.
Talk to you later. Email me. Now, best joke writer, are you comparing him to what, like a Joe List?
No, he's one of the best joke writers out of this generation of comics. He's really good. He's very prolific.
Is he?
Well, that's honestly, I feel like this, you know, the Joe List, Dan Soder group, there's like very, very good joke writers.
Like Sam Worrell.
Sam's group. Great too. They're all good. Dude, everyone, they're the best. They're really the best group of the newer generation of New York comics. They're going to be great.
Do you know who I'm
It shouldn't be surprising
fan.
That any of these guys, they're all working the cellar every night. They're all fucking killers. They're headlining.
I'm big fans of what's his name? Schultz. Andrew Schultz.
Me too. A lot of people talk shit about Schultz. Like,
why?
He's cocky.
He's like a dude that can hang. You can hang with him.
I think Andrew Schultz is a great comic.
Yeah.
He's a fucking murderer, and he's very smart. He's a really fucking smart dude.
I fucking just like hanging with him at the table. He gets fucking
pussy.
Everything. He gets pussy.
A lot of girls.
Does he get a lot of pussy?
I mean, he's hot, yeah.
You think he's hot?
Andrew Schultz?
No.
He's like tradition. I'm not attracted to him, of course, but I think he's good looking.
Just from clinical sort of assessment.
Medically.
I can see how somebody's pussy would throb when he's around. I'm not saying it's happened to me, but
Bonnie, you think Schultz is attractive?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
You do?
Well, he's a big strapping guy with a lot of confidence. Yeah. I mean,
he's strapping what? He's not fucking.
I don't know.
He's
I
not
didn't
built.
Know. I didn't.
He's
I didn't
he's
know
under
that
the radar
phrase.
Big.
Honest to God, meant cock. Which you took it as?
What's that?
A big strapping guy. I didn't know that phrase meant cock.
No, I didn't mean cock. I meant fucking.
No, he's a pretty built dude.
Like cut, is he?
He's under the radar like a big dude.
I don't even like muscles. That's not what I'm talking about. He just seems. Like he could save your life.
not with your audience, how mad they are.
Oh, nice try. Well, jealousy got in the way of that one, huh?
Can never tell. I never can tell who the good-looking dude is.
Well, because good-looking women look like people in magazines. Like, you can tell. It's like a very specific thing. But good-looking dudes can be ugly, actually.
Yeah.
You know, like Chris DiStefano or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, he's... If
he's
you just
a
take a picture of him, he's not the greatest looking guy in the world,
but he's
a hot guy. He's a very hot guy.
Yeah.
I like him a lot.
Yeah.
We did radio with him today. I'm a fan of his. There's a lot of the new guys I like that, you know, hanging with. I even like that guy... Ricky Val, what's his name?
Velez. Really?
Yeah, he's a good guy. Why? What's wrong with that? some of the new girls get on my fucking nerves, but I like them.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you understand.
The new girls have no respect.
You know what it is?
Oh, they don't? Is that true?
They really don't.
What is the no respect?
There's no... I feel like dudes...
Do they walk around saying, like, I fucking murdered that show. I killed it. I did it up, man. No one could follow
No,
me.
Because even they know that's not true.
I guarantee you that night at that show that I did, I fucking easily followed you.
What? The
creeps with...
No, you're a murderer, though.
Yeah,
you're in the top five funniest female comics in the world. Obviously, you'll do well.
But you're saying, like, you're just walking around talking like that, but if a woman happens to be, like, a little bit like, I'm pretty good. Ah, what a fucking
Hold on. I laid the fucking hammer down on that show. What do you want me to say? I laid the fucking hammer down on the Creeps with Kids show.
What
anybody who was there that saw me will tell you, oh, yeah, Lewis fucking laid it down. I did great on that show, and I have
it's
no
It's interesting
problem.
To know that that show was a month and a half ago.
But wait a second. Why
Your
do you
kills turn- are getting closer and closer.
Why do you always get so upset when somebody says anything about
it? I don't like the double standard of like these
but
girls.
But you don't like half the females.
I don't like half the females, but I don't like them for the right reasons.
Yeah, but you agree with me, Bonnie. You agree with me.
I love a fucking cocky chick. I love it.
I have no problem with a cocky chick.
I love it when
I have a problem with it.
I would much rather have some chick walk in and be like, let me at this audience, than somebody being like, oh, not sure.
But that's not even what I'm saying. You heard
but
what
I
you,
think a lot
you
of
heard
men,
what you wanted
yes,
to hear there.
But,
Bonnie just she shut down the reality.
You don't have to tell me that stuff.
Yeah, that was crazy. That was a good insight into how crazy Bonnie is right there.
Is this crazy that you're interrupting me on my own fucking show? Oh.
No.
No, you go elitist, go.
First of all, the top five funniest females in the country. So
and I think he said in the world. Did I hear universe?
Yeah. Well, we don't. Though, first of all, New York. If you're
He's
in New York,
top.
That's the world, right? Because right. if you're in New York, you're New York or LA. But New York, if you're one of the, if you're the funniest person in New York, you're probably the funniest person in the world. Because that's where all the funniest
right,
people are.
Right,
so it doesn't
right,
matter.
Right, right.
I'd say Bonnie's legitimately
the
like.
Top five.
I mean, look, it's debatable, but I would say yeah, you're definitely
Thank you
know up there.
Lewis.
I would say she's. I think she's a trendsetter. I think she's opened the door. I think.
Ooh, what you guys think about Amy?
Amy
see,
who?
The fucking thing. The video. Yeah, the 200 people walking out.
Well, I get irritated when people are like, "She shouldn't be talking about politics in her act." It's like she's allowed to talk about whatever the fuck she wants to in her act.
A lot of guys do it.
I didn't pay money to see. Well, yeah, you did. You paid money to go see her do what she wanted to fucking do.
But it's a little different than just talking about politics in your act or having like a 15-minute demonstration.
I disagree. I think that's...
Well, what did she do?
It might not be funny. I'm not saying it was funny or not funny. I'm just saying, like, if the argument is it wasn't funny, so I walked out, okay, fine. But if the argument is, like, I didn't come to listen to politics, it's like, well, you might not have, but you also might not have come to listen to somebody, like, go over a rap song...
No, you're right.
Lyric by lyric,
I agree with you.
But yet they do it anyway.
I think the reason why people walked out, it wasn't because she was talking about politics. Amy Schumer is very obvious... Very obviously a liberal feminist comedian.
Fat.
And people
What? Lewis. Lewis. I think that's rude.
Amy Schumer is very obviously in need of a trainer. She's a feminist comedian and she's liberal. People know that going to the show. But what she did was she brought a guy on stage and she like just very weirdly tried to like embarrass him.
I didn't see the tape.
Well, she brought a guy on stage and she said, well, you know, she was like, I want to get a Trump supporter up here. And then she like interviewed him on stage about why he supported Trump. And she was just very condescending. He wasn't like dumb. He wasn't like a young idiot. Like,
right.
You know, he was like a middle-aged dude who was probably there with his family. And he just kind of was nailing the answers. And she was just trying to make him look stupid. And it just became this very divisive thing where it was just uncomfortable. The audience was like, well, we're not really here for you to like, you're talking to half the audience when you're calling that guy an idiot
on her stage.
Yeah,
but then, do you think she's also trying to get, I mean, she's a master at, like, you know, whatever it's called when you can disseminate anything you want into the media. And it's like, you know, she did the heckler thing and then that became a huge thing. And it wasn't like,
I think that was also set up.
I think so. There was something weird about, like, I destroyed this heckler. And it's like, you asked him to leave.
Yeah,
like,
you called for security.
Yes, I mean, but yeah, she's a master of like putting that out there, and feminists being like, yeah, you can't fucking come at a woman. She'll take you out with the help of seven guys who are huge. Yeah, but
didn't she?
So then I think this is what she does. Like, this is one of the things that she does. And in this case, I didn't see it, but maybe it didn't work out.
Did she also... I don't know if it was that show I read that she asked anybody in the audience to raise their hand that was molested.
No. She goes like this. She goes, turn the lights up. She goes,
is this the same show?
Same show. Same video. She was like, all the women in the crowd that have been sexually assaulted, if you feel comfortable, stand up right now. And then all these women stand up. And then she goes, now applaud these women.
And what did people do?
They applauded these rape victims.
All the women's are...
In my mind, I'm going, I was like, all right, those are the weak ones. Good.
That's so awful.
Did she say I was assaulted too? Didn't she say I was?
Yeah, she did. She said she was assaulted too. It's just, it's a weird thing when you're telling young girls, be like, hey guys, if you're a victim of sexual assault, we're going to all applaud you, and Amy Schumer's going to turn the lights on and point her finger at you and tell you you're great.
Wait a second.
It's just very strange.
How can she be, and I'm not... Because I really don't give a fuck about her. I
rape
don't care
victims.
About that person. I care about me, my wife, and my family. You know what I mean? But since it's news, I'll speak about it.
What about Karen?
No, you see what I'm saying? If it's news, I'll speak. How is all of a sudden when it's gun when it's about listen?
Does no one else hear this? Oh,
what? No, no.
When it's about news, I'll speak.
No, no. When it's out there, because I don't bring up Amy.
I'm not going to talk about it.
I don't bring up Louis C.K. I don't like gossiping about other comics.
I'm with you.
I don't bring them up unless
she's big enough at this point where it's like it's fucking newsworthy.
To hurt my career. What I'm saying is,
has she been helping you?
No, but. When it comes to gun control, all of a sudden she's speaking gun control.
Well,
when
people got shot at her movie, of course she's going to then, like... I mean, that doesn't seem like a crazy thing.
No, 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 but I'm saying how many issues can you talk about? As a, like, I know when Tough Crowd was on, tell the caller to hold. Real quick, we'll be with you. I know a lot of comics that wouldn't
they
do...
Can't hold. They, yeah. I think they explained that earlier. Yeah.
They can hold on.
This is caller number three. Two more callers. You will win a free set of tickets to My Wife Hates Me Live, Will You Fuck Him show.
No, listen, what I'm saying is a lot of comics would... A lot of comics wouldn't do Tough Crowd because people didn't want to know their... They didn't want people to know their political views because they would lose half their crowd.
I'm a pedophile. Oh, damn it!
Do you see what I'm saying? Here's the best way to sum it up. Watch what Mike Rowe said on Facebook about celebrities talking about who to vote for. Don't tell me who to fucking vote for. Who the fuck are you to tell me who to vote for?
That wasn't really his point.
Basically, it was his point.
No, he was saying not everybody needs to vote.
Well, that too. And not you don't need to tell me who to vote for, and everybody doesn't need to vote. All right, let's take a call.
Hello?
Go ahead. You're on.
Hey.
Hey.
Ooh, lady.
What's your name?
My name is Katie, and I'm from Connecticut.
What's your name again? Sorry.
Katie.
Hi, Katie.
Katie.
Thank you for calling. What can we do for you?
I have a few questions, actually.
Okay.
My first question is, who is on Would You Bang Me this November 2nd,
Well,
right?
So far, some of the comics are who?
Chris DiStefano.
For the guys. For the
guys. Okay, and
Vladimir. You picked Vladimir Camaño as the Hispanic on the show.
No, I wasn't
that
picking Hispanic.
I didn't pick him. That fucking tall glass of skim milk bull. Are you kidding me?
No, wait, Vlad isn't dead. Wait, hold on.
Vlad's doing it.
Vlad's not the big guy that hangs with Bobby.
No, that's Stav.
Oh, you didn't get Stav?
I think you guys should have had Lewis on the show. I agree.
Hold on. I fought for Lewis.
Katie's saying about to compliment me. What'd you say,
it was
Katie?
Amazing. I said I was at Creeps for Kids. You are both amazing.
Oh, see?
Yeah. Are you going to come to Would You Bang Him on November 2nd?
Yeah, I'm going to try to. I definitely want to.
All right, then just you'll see who's on the show. It might switch up.
Oh, okay.
All right.
He's great at marketing.
Katie sounds hot, too.
Katie, are you hot? How could she be if she listens to
hot?
Us?
Yeah, I'm pretty okay.
Who do you look like?
My sister. I'm like a younger Gwyneth Paltrow is what I normally get.
A younger Gwyneth Paltrow. Wow. Nice.
Younger Gwyneth Paltrow. Guys, I'm probably, honestly, one of your youngest listeners. I'm 23.
How old?
23.
Perfect age.
And
Lewis isn't even supposed to be
talking. Do you have a boyfriend?
Yes, I have a boyfriend.
But what comic are you attracted to that you want to know what comics are on the show?
I really like,
Sam Morrill is on.
Who do you like?
I think Dan Soder's probably.
Yeah, he was on our last show.
Hang up on
so
her.
Hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, hang up, don't. Was.
You like Dan Soder?
Yeah.
Is he good looking?
I love her voice. Yeah.
I like Dan Soder so much, but I don't get a sexual vibe at all from him.
No, not even that deep voice?
No, it's nothing. Oh. There's nothing there for me.
I don't understand that either. I think Dan Soder is very unattractive.
I think he's attractive.
He's got a flat nose and a big head.
Yeah. Look, I mean,
that's tall.
What's that?
He's tall. His voice is really deep, and he's fucking
hilarious. Patrick
Ewing's
also tall,
and he's very funny.
He's
very
so
funny
that you would just want to sleep with him.
Who's your favorite? Who's your funny? Who do you?
I would want to sleep with him, but like cuddle wise, not the other one.
Who do you think is one of the funniest new comics that you've seen? Who do you like?
In the ass.
I don't know. I like Nikki Glaser. I guess she's not that new.
No, I'm talking about new comics.
Huh?
No, but go ahead.
No, she's not new. I've just recently sort of gotten into comedy.
I'm really a fan of Nikki's, though. She's one of my favorites. I like Nikki.
She's the best.
I can't think of
I like Natasha,
I
too.
Really young.
Who?
Who's really young. Would you consider Andrew Schultz to be young?
Yes, he's one of my favorites.
Yeah. You guys were talking about him earlier. I like him. I like Chris DiStefano.
Oh,
yeah.
Val.
Katie.
What's that guy's name? Sal.
Sal Vulcano?
He's going to be on the show.
Yay.
From
Impractical Jokers.
Yes.
He's a big.
He's not confirmed yet, is he?
He's not confirmed, but.
Great, Bonnie. I appreciate you guys putting everybody on the show. Sal Vulcano's done stand-up comedy 13 times in his life.
He's so funny. Yeah.
13 times.
You didn't, first of all.
Why can't we put him on the show?
I didn't, because we got 40 people so far.
No, we don't.
We'll see what happens. I didn't say no. I didn't know he wanted to do it.
I didn't ask Stavros.
I would have put Lewis right from the fucking beginning.
It's over Vlad.
I don't even know who's Vlad. Is he?
This is the crazy thing, is that if it was reversed where guys were deciding if they were going to fuck a chick or not based on her comedy, I would never want to do that show.
Yeah.
And yet guys are like, what can I be judged?
I just want the spot pay.
Oh.
He's so poor.
How about we just give you $50 to shut the fuck up about it?
Dude, I swear to God, if you just give me $50, I don't need to be on the show.
He needs new shoes.
I do.
Well, thank you for the call. Thank you for listening. Try to come down November 2nd.
Thanks, Katie.
All right. See, we get good callers. We have a good fan base, Bonnie, on My Wife Hates Me. People don't know it. You think we only have 17 listeners? We have a good fan base. We have a big podcast. If you're buying on Amazon, amazon.richvoss.com. My CD pre-sale is this Thursday, October 20th, and then it goes on sale October 28th, iTunes. You can download it digitally. iTunes, Amazon, all the digital outlets. Rich Voss 5. Get it. You'll love it. If you liked.
Let's do the thing after this.
Oh, yeah. You know what we're going to do, you guys?
I mean, we were going to talk about relationships, but this seems boring.
Huh? Nobody wants to hear about relationships.
I'm not in one.
Oh.
Kidding.
You know, remember we used
don't you guys talk about it or no?
No, we talk about
we
it.
We used to keep ours a secret. She made me. Because she was banging other guys still.
Yeah. Same.
Well, my theory was never have that conversation. If a girl never brings it up, the guy never does. So then you don't have to worry about it.
Well,
like, you never have to be like, is this just you and I? Is it just going to be you and I? Then if you don't bring it up, then you always have freedom to do it.
Remember the girl said, how can you go out with him? He hits on everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I get that so much. Like, whenever a girl first starts dating me, she has a wave of women that are like, yeah, he's fucking terrible.
He rapes.
we're not UC.
That's like a selling point.
We're not UCB comics.
Yeah. No.
Whatever.
At least you know he
guy?
Can get it up.
I don't know.
He kind of just Kurt Metzger took the wind out of that guy's.
Yeah,
fuck. That guy was so happy for Kurt. I guarantee it.
Yeah.
What we're gonna do now, if you guys want to or not, it doesn't matter.
Orgy.
Your guess. We're
going to take off one item.
And we've been doing this for a couple of years.
I'm
this
only
not...
wearing one item.
Well, yeah, she's really not wearing any underwear, by the way. She's sludging her vagina on your chairs right now.
I thought you
how come you don't wear underwear?
I meant to. I forgot.
Oh, okay. Because I can't do
in a
that.
Dress, I don't really. I mean, I don't
well,
wear
Bonnie enough. Doesn't because her lips hang to her knees.
That's rude.
So
I got to keep it.
I thought you had that surgery.
No, I just tape it.
She wasn't going to go to the Middle East and try to have it cut. But
yeah. I think they'll just
they know
it
what
off.
They're doing with the things they can do with a stone.
I'm telling you, I was eating Bonnie's pussy the other day. It started eating me back.
Yeah, it's a French kiss. That's nice.
So what we do, and we've been doing this for 2 years, and so is everybody else now, we get open micers to send us tapes, and we review them.
Oh, really?
We don't try to trash them. We try to help them.
No, I try. I just listen.
I try to help.
Who?
We can stop it at any time. Just listen and stop. And
do they give you a background on, like how long they've been doing it, their name?
We know what this guy said.
Well, we don't really know anything. I like to just listen cold.
And then...
But
then
we get... Bathroom?
Yeah, he just leaves and stuff.
Now, here's the thing. This guy, this is a public video. This isn't even a private link.
Yeah.
This is what I don't understand. I don't understand guys who are, like, just starting off in comedy and then they go and post something online.
Well, because nobody will see it now, but maybe when they get better, people will, right? Because then nobody's Googling.
Yeah, but then
them.
They're looking at their shitty open mic
I know,
jokes.
That's what I'm saying. Like, right yeah. now, they're like, oh, I just put it up there for my 10 friends to see. But.
It's really silly. But then also, like, I'm going to tell your fans, this is probably a bad idea to have it live on a big platform like this forever. You don't want these shitty jokes out there.
No. And now you're not going to want this, but we're going to do it anyway.
Yeah, no, it's... Yeah, it's terrible.
Well, so people can go see the actual thing, right?
I guess. I mean, I don't think the guy wants us to put the link out there for his...
It's out there. His name is Anif... Arif Hussein.
Yeah. Arif Hussein. Oh, that's all we know about him. Oh boy.
All right, where's all right, let's take bets on how quickly he does a joke about his culture.
Oh, like I was going to say, he's going to like even walk on stage with a backwards... what do you call it? Backpack on. Hey, everybody, don't be afraid.
Hold on.
Who was that comedian? Hood.
Hood used to come out
Hood
with...
used to do that. Yeah.
No, he did.
Dynamite.
Oh, yes.
Strapped to his body.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Fucking boat act.
Yeah, right. Where is he at? He was around when I first
joined
started.
ISIS.
Okay, I predict that his first joke is going to be something to do with that he is an American, right? Like, you want to see my papers, something along those
lines. I'm going to predict his first joke is going to be with his name having to be Hussein, and it's going to be something along the lines of, like, that's if my name was Bin Laden Hitler off something.
Okay. I bet.
I think he'll come out... And just to build confidence, trash the host. That's what I think.
No.
Okay,
that's a pro
like
move.
I watched this already.
Huh? That's a pro move. He's got his first joke in his header.
Yeah,
he's an open micer.
He's not going to ad lib anything.
I think. Yeah. Okay, I say trash the host. You say what?
I said he's going to talk about that he's actually American. He's going to make
you,
some jokes.
And I think it's going to be specifically his last name.
I think it's going to be a little dick joke.
Okay, here we go.
No, that's the host. That's not him.
Oh,
I think.
That was supposed to be my big closer to that bit. Didn't turn out so well.
The poor host didn't know that.
I'm
going to
bring up our next comic anyway. Oh. So our next comic.
No, turn it up.
He's
sounds
a very
so
funny
Canadian.
Man. I've seen him do comedy all over the place. I've seen him at the Pub Down Under. I've seen him at O'Leary's. I've seen him at the R Bar. He's a very funny dude. Let's please, everybody, give it up for Arif Hussein.
Arif Hussein.
Good open mic.
If I say stop. Yeah. If I say stop.
Give it up for Dan, everyone.
So you'll give me a second.
Yeah.
Smells like teen spirit. Wow. Either want me to know that I'm a misremembered genius or that I should off myself at the end of the night.
All right, pause it, because I got to say, he did ad-lib.
Yeah.
That, he did ad-lib.
Well, you don't think he said that before?
The teen spirit.
He always comes up to teen spirit. Yeah.
You don't think he said that before?
No.
Unless that audience is all young kids that I can't see.
Okay.
Go ahead.
It's a big audience.
Let's see how this goes. Anyway, you're a lovely audience. Dan's a good host. What do you think of Dan?
Oh.
He's all
right. Rich might be right.
He's got some nice jokes coming out of that large watermelon head of his.
Oh! No way!
Oh, shit! Oh man!
He smashed the house.
How did you know that?
He fucking smashed the house. You watch this.
No, I'm saying.
No. You watch it.
I'm what saying.
We didn't see any of them. We didn't see any. Yeah.
He looks like he should be chased by Sigourney Weaver in a movie.
Stock
it's
line.
An alien reference.
Already one stock line.
Yeah.
Sigourney Weaver joke chasing stock line. All right, go ahead.
It is.
It's a hit pause. Stop. You know what? Let me write down.
You're going to keep score?
Stock and what, you know, because if it's original, I'll say original.
Yeah.
You know, if you,
if you hear, oh, that means that joke he's telling is original.
Why?
S. That means it's stock.
What are you
so we
do
don't have to keep pausing
paper?
It. They just okay. Know, oh, oh.
Okay, so once.
S, S, S.
Weaver and a.
But it's Sigourney. Gorillas in the Mist. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, I thought I didn't know that was Gorillas in the Mist.
Yes,
I thought that was an
alien. Oh, alien.
He says it's an alien.
Or alien. Oh, alien. Oh. I'm sorry, but either one.
I like yours better.
Either one. It yeah. Big Head could be Gorillas in the Mist or
yours has a little racism in it. I like.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's always nice.
But it's still a Sigourney Weaver. It's been done a million times. Go ahead.
Okay. I didn't know that.
I'm not trash. I'm just telling
it. Thank you. You're a lovely audience. Well, most of you are. Some of you look like you should be either dining at the Shido Lawn, while others at the North End Deluxe, sir.
Whoa. References we don't get.
Real inside.
That would be too original.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was one bad place and one good place.
Dude, I love how he's an Indian dude with a thick Indian accent who does insult comedy.
Yes. I give him credit, though, for trashing the audience because it's a tough move.
No, but here's the thing. I want to hear more.
What's going on, faggot? I'm fucking wife in front of you. Boom, got him.
The only problem is, I could tell this already, he already went after the host. He's going after the audience. He has not established who he is.
Yeah.
Can't, in my opinion, as somebody who's done a lot of crowd work, and you have, you got to establish who you are before you come out attacking them.
S-R-O.
Also, when you make fun of yourself first, you have carte blanche to make fun of others.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you don't think that his voice and what he looks like is telling a story itself?
I think it's a story. This thing is new, what he's doing. So maybe it's not even helping him.
Yeah. But also, too, and this might sound racist.
He's doing
If you're an Indian guy like that coming up there, already you have one strike against you.
Is he Indian?
Whatever he is, whatever.
Pakistan.
The smell. What I'm saying is,
that part of the world.
Already a white audience is already judging you even more.
Yeah.
So you're going to come out on attack.
I think in today's society, this is December 5th, 2015, because he has a date on it. I think in today's society, they're going to be ready to laugh more with you.
Yes.
As a brown person, any type of brown at all.
You don't
or
judge
female,
you?
Any type of minority. Now, I think if you're a white guy, they cross their arms and they go,
they're waiting for you to say something misogynistic or racist. Yeah.
Well, but I guess you haven't worked in the Midwest or the South if you don't think
that's true.
You.
There's a lot of pockets in New Jersey that'll still get down with that shit.
All right, let's watch.
Please, you can dress up. You can get all kinds of lovely ladies up front. You guys, Bachelorette, Fantasia, whatever.
I don't get it.
Yeah, he called one of the girls Fantasia from fucking
Disney?
American Idol.
Idol.
I was thinking Fantasia too. That's what I was
thinking. Could be either one.
Disney?
Well, one's a film and one's a black lady.
Yeah. No, yeah. I didn't know if it was like they were all characters from Fantasia. I was like
she looks like
remember.
A dancing mop.
Yes. It's like, what is the...
Who cares? I have a weird look about me. I sort of look like I have a Aziz Ansari on his way to ISIS. Sort
of. Okay, that's a terrible joke because
what does
I don't
it mean
know,
on his way to what? ISIS what? On his way to an ISIS what? Picnic?
Yeah. I know, but isn't somebody who looks like Aziz Ansari, however you say his
it's already
name,
implied.
They already, he already looks like he's on his way to ISIS if you don't know he's a comedian. Do you know what I mean? It's like
to join ISIS.
It'd
not
be like
on his...
That's what you'd say if you were a redhead. Yeah. You'd say, oh, I look like I'm so-and-so on my way to ISIS.
Yeah, no, I know what she's saying. There's two problems with the joke. Number one, the wording "on my way to ISIS." You need to say "to an on my way to an ISIS in,
beheading.
You know, training center."
Beheading.
Then number two, it's just implied if you say "I'm fuck," I look like Aziz Ansari. That's implied.
Or you know what he's saying is I'm a terrorist.
Yeah.
Yes, I look like Ansari.
So what he's saying is not only am I a terrorist, Aziz is a terrorist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's bringing him down, a celebrity.
Yeah.
At an open mic.
Also,
right,
I think if you're going to tell a joke about your looks, find your light.
Yeah.
He's like totally stepped into the shadows.
Comedy Balls. I wonder where it's filmed at. Does it say? No, Comedy with Balls.
And he also,
he's confident, though. I do give him.
He's been doing it for a while. He's been doing it for a minute, you guys. I'm talking.
He's got
that.
A thick accent. I feel like at this point, you know, you're 2 minutes into your set. You got to mention that at this point.
He just did.
What's
he
going to do? Like,
I think, one, he's confident.
I've been learning this accent.
So far, what I get, he's confident, but yet he has not told anything about himself. He's not let his walls down. He's not shown any vulnerability before you start attacking and going after.
Mm-hmm.
Establish something. Tell a joke. There's not been one joke there where there's a... beginning, middle, and a punchline, mm-hmm. or even a call. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Set up, mm-hmm. punchline. Just no set up punch. So go ahead.
Tell them who you are.
Tell a joke.
I'm Lil Kanye. I hate contortionists.
This audience I don't is know. Great.
Yeah.
By
yeah.
the way, because I don't understand what's happening.
Sounded like me.
I don't know. I'm not the cardiologist, by the way. I don't know if you guys are confused. But
that's how we should start right there. Boom.
But
I'm
already,
not the cardiologist.
He's already used fucking three stock hack things yeah. about
oh, well, why didn't
it.
You say yes?
You didn't put it down. Do you want,
you're not writing it down. You're not saying
I
it.
I did.
Well, no, he said ISIS is hacky stocky for him.
Yeah.
A cardiologist, hacky stocky.
Yeah.
You know.
Specific,
engineers coming up. Roll right into
7-Eleven employee right. on its way.
He'll do something about being on the customer service end, on the tech side.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he's
yeah.
going to do something about how his parents.
By the way, Deepu, how yeah. much of this is in your act that we're saying ah. right now?
A fair amount.
Are you learning something from
oh,
this?
Yeah. I'm glad he's taking the bullet, not me.
By the way, I bet you if we watch Deepu's act, it's everything we're saying right now.
I think it's a little more less on the nose than this guy, but I mean, I do hit the buttons. You know, I got the impressive parents, you know, the goals that they want for me, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, but that's more personal. You're sure, taught, yeah. but you're not doing it in a stereotype way, are you?
No, I don't think so. No.
Well, I think that's so. But I think, well, let's say, you know, my parents want me to fucking achieve and all that shit, but, you know, I just talk about sex. But, no. But I mean, like, why is it that, like, you know.
Well, I mean, it's a big thing for a lot of young brown first-generation Americans because there's so much pressure on them to, you know.
Yeah, but I just almost feel like if everybody's going through that, like,
yeah,
that
I'm not
thing,
saying it's not unrelated.
I would almost not want to like talk about that. I would want to talk about something that's a little bit less generic. To
no, I agree. I think it's a little beaten down. At this
my
point.
People's plight. You know what I'm saying?
Of course, yeah. Should
you do an impression of your parents?
No.
Do you do an accent in your act
no,
at all?
I really don't.
Have you ever?
Sure, I've tried stuff in the past.
Yeah. You can.
We all have. We've all done Indian yeah. accents. In
happens on the podcast a lot.
Yeah. All right. Let's listen to some.
I'm a different one.
Oh, fucking white people are the worst.
They love it.
Fucking white audiences are just a fucking...
Let's just let them get through a couple right, more of these ahead. 7-Eleven jokes.
If people are confused. I don't have such a stereotypical job. I fix computers in a call center.
Ah, boom! 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 Nailed
holy
it.
Fuck.
What, he also spelled out the misdirection.
Yeah,
he's like,
yeah.
I do not have the job that you think I have.
Yeah, well, but also, I find it fascinating when comedians will talk about a job. You're like, well, I thought you were a comedian.
I know. That's the number one thing you don't do is say, what you say is what I used
what
to
I used
do.
To, I agree. It's a weird. People have like a
they
comedy
paid
groupie.
Money.
Comedy groupie wrote a blog about that. You know, she's the one who books the New York
yeah,
Comedy
she's
Club.
Great.
She's great. Amy's great.
Her.
But she wrote a blog. She was like, these are the rules that you're allowed to break now. And that was one of them. And I was like,
no.
It also cheapens me. If I'm on a show with you and you're talking about your fucking shitty day job,
yeah.
you're making everyone on the
agreed.
Else on the show look less professional.
Yes. 100%.
If you can't support yourself as a comic, okay, don't let them know it.
Yeah, fake it till you make it.
Yeah, what the fuck? Hey, my day job. Guess what? I'm a failure.
Unless you're writing on a TV show or doing
producer,
it on Netflix.
If you're in the industry, it's a little bit different. Like, yeah. I run a podcast network and I make money off of that,
yeah.
but that's within, you know, my job. I do podcasts all the time, you know? Mm-hmm. But yeah, dude, it was so funny. He literally spelled out the misdirection. Ugh. It was like, just laid out.
I do not have the same job you think I have.
I work. Wait for it.
All the racists are laughing. All right, guys, I see what's happening. It's weird working at one of those during the holidays because you have a walk around the office while people are enjoying their cheer and the carols are playing and think, what if the accounting lady just sat on my face for 20 minutes just to break the dreariness, just cut through the loneliness, just grinded her pussy right into my...
No, hold on now. Let me really get into this.
He really went off a cliff, though, because...
But listen, That's an attempt. At least he broke all the stereotypes.
Yes.
And that's an attempt at a fucking a joke where you're at work and out of nowhere, some broad fucking rubs her pussy on
your
face.
How can we make that better, though? We can make that joke better.
I know, but the thing is that he went like, I'm this guy, I'm this guy, I'm this guy, I'm this guy. And then he's like, all of a sudden he's like so blue.
Yeah.
Just think his parents aren't going to be very proud of that joke. No.
How do
I'm brown,
you
I'm
better?
Brown, I'm brown, I'm blue.
How do you make that one better? You're at a Christmas party. You're sitting alone. You're bored to death. You hate being there.
So he really does work at a call center.
Yeah.
Well, he works somewhere.
Computer repair.
Computer. Oh. And out of nowhere.
Just maybe some sort of... I don't know, man. Maybe she just cut that one from the act altogether.
But he's trying to attempt now to do some bits, at least.
Yes. Okay.
Let's see. He's attempting bits.
I mean, I don't mean that in a creepy way. I'm just... That's the holiday season, you know, people need to be with each other. I have been told I have a weird look. I think I give off the wrong vibe to women. I don't know what it is, but a friend of mine said that I should dress up as Gian Gameshi for Halloween.
He's Canadian. That's a Canadian guy that rapes people. Okay.
I'm not even Iranian, so joke's on you. I don't think that's what she meant, but...
It's an Iranian.
No. I just don't understand what the fuck just happened.
I like the word Gameshi.
No, that's a guy that's on Canadian television that then he, you know, allegedly all these women came forward saying he was...
So this guy's Canadian.
Yes, this is a Canadian show.
Yeah.
I have the vibe of, like, I think I want, I make women want to wear a niqab immediately. Like, I need to...
A what?
A corn on a cob.
No.
What did he say?
No.
No, what did he say?
Jesus.
What did he say?
He's not using American words.
Oh.
But isn't this his fourth look he has?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I would say that I kind of look like... Stop me if you heard this one.
3 minutes ago.
He can only write in front of the mirror. Yeah.
I used to want to be a police sketch artist, but...
All women are sluts.
What?
Hey, all men are...
But now he just got an American accent, too, and just, like, turned into someone else.
Rapist after this guy. Look at this freak. But it's, you know, things could be worse. I'm not... I mean, things over here are... It could be worse. All I'm saying is you could be in Pakistan, for instance. I don't know if any of you guys have had this, but I often get calls from a telemarketer to sign up for Quran classes. And I don't know how they got my number. They must be checking my Google searches. Pakistani gangbang in over and over again. Quick call.
You know what? I was this bad when I started. I was.
Were you?
Yeah, I was bad. I was this bad 2 years ago, but not bad. Not bad because he doesn't. It takes so long to find a voice, who you are, what you want to say. He's just bouncing back and forth.
He shouldn't be taping himself and putting it on YouTube yet.
No.
He's literally at a level where, and like I said, everyone sucks the first few times doing it, but you shouldn't.
He's been doing it for a while. This is a big show. This is not like an
open mic a bringer show. It might be a...
I don't think, I mean.
I said new comics on Twitter if you're new and you want us to review. So
I don't
he's
think
gonna...
he's that now. I mean.
In the email, he said 1 year in.
One year.
This must be.
Well, then I actually think he's doing great. Then for 1 year in.
No, he's not a year in here. This is a year ago, so he's probably a year in now.
In the email, he says this is me at 1 year in.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
It's
probably
not
lying to make himself look a little better.
Yeah, he's like this is 5 years in.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's not like it's just not jokes that are like ready to be reviewed or seen yet. You're still trying to figure it out. You're still trying to figure out what a setup and a punchline is.
Yeah, he's bouncing. There's no rhythm. There's no segues whatsoever.
He doesn't believe anything that he's saying. That's another thing with it. It's like,
and also, go ahead.
No, it's just like you could tell, like, he's literally just searching for the words to try to get any semblance of laughter.
What it is, it's so rehearsed, even the crowd work.
Yeah.
It's rehearsed because that's all he knows, which there's nothing wrong with that. That's all he knows. He doesn't know how to do an audible. He doesn't know how to, when to go into the audience, when to go to material. Yeah. You don't come out smashing the audience before they even like you. You know, already smashing the host. We don't know if they like the host. They might have loved the host.
Yeah.
And you come out.
That's always a risky move anyway.
Yes.
Like, if they love the host and you smash the host, yes, then you're digging yourself a hole.
Yeah. So we don't know if they like the host, but, you know, basically calling him a water buffalo head, which I was.
Karen, do you want to pipe in if he's fat or not?
He's not fat, right? I'm nearsighted, too, so he just looks like a little brown blob to me.
So,
we're not too.
Oh, Deepu?
So, obviously, you're attracted to those. So what I'm saying is,
oh, the little brown blobs. It took me a while. I'm sorry.
Thanks, guys.
you know what I mean. So he's bouncing, but that's all the tools he has. Most likely, you see what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But my advice is, before you come out trashing everybody or anything in your way, you know. One, you got to be a pro to do that.
And also, get rid of your Canadian references. That's gross.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, I can do that. I could come out and smash the crowd for 10 minutes and then get...
If anybody else talks, you just keep going on that same wavelength you started with.
What? I lost you.
Yeah, yeah. A long time ago. long time ago.
What I'm saying is, I can.
Well, because this is what you do. You're like, you're telling him something. You're like, I gotta get this out. Blah, blah, blah. And
no,
then
I'm
said something, and then you just completely ignore it, and you don't laugh at anybody or anything. You just
I'm in the middle of anxiety.
And then, stop using your anxiety as a fucking excuse for everything.
Shut up. I don't use it as an excuse for everything. I got hard last night, didn't I?
Stop it! It's so embarrassing to hear a married man brag about married sex. It's like the pathetic thing ever.
I like it, Rich. Don't let her beat you down, buddy. You brag all you want.
I beat him down. Big J can come out smash your, and then has strong enough material to go into it.
Yeah.
So he's taking too many risks, but go ahead.
Yeah. Me and Karen banged in a cab last night.
Jesus.
Did you really?
You're allowed to do that?
Driving. You're allowed.
How are you able to drive? I knew you were going
there. No, I was saying, did you pull it over?
She got it out first.
Want to hear one of my old jokes? Stephen Wright?
Yeah, sure we do.
This is when I was like a deadpan comic because I didn't know who I was.
He
was
a deadpan comic.
I used to do deadpan up front.
Sometimes when you're at an office party, you just want to eat the girl's pussy.
I would start off deadpan, but then I would work my way into like.
Are you going to tell the stove joke?
I'll do it. Yeah, I come out real.
Just give an example like of your before your other one.
Well, like, you know, because I thought I was like a Stephen Wright, but I would start off like that. I go, if you're riding in the cab and the driver goes in reverse, does he owe you money? Right? And
then you didn't say right, did you? You got to just stop. Let the audience not laugh, and then do the next.
Then I said, this is in the beginning. I bought a wood stove. I only got to use it once.
Yeah.
Get it?
I do. It's made out of wood, everybody.
You were serious, though. You were
just joking.
This was one phase that he went through, and I don't know which phase came first. So if you saw him just...
This was
maybe a year apart, you would have seen these two different people. You would have saw the deadpan Rich Voss, but then you also would have saw, if he came back again a year later, the guy who took a what are those things called? Ghetto blaster or whatever on stage.
Boombox. No, that was the beginning.
But strip.
I did male go-go.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's called before crack addiction and after crack addiction.
that was crack addiction.
Oh,
that
during was crack. The crack addiction. And then after you were the deadpan.
Then after I went to the rehab, I came out, I was deadpan.
Oh, okay.
Do Eskimos put their money in snowbanks?
Oh my God! That's like something you'd find on like a Double Bubble.
No, I mean, literally, your daughter should tell that joke to her friends.
I know, yeah. but I had like ten of them.
Dude, I had really bad ones. I was like, you guys want to see an impression? This is my impression of Elvis Presley.
Wait.
I was like, no, guys, I'm kidding. Obviously, I'm just kidding.
People.
But I was like, this is my impression of Elvis Presley if he were still alive right now. Hello, it's dark in here. Somebody let me out. Hello, who turned out the lights?
You get it. He's in his coffin. Yeah. Buried alive.
That was worse than me.
Yeah, it was brutal, dude. I had some fucking...
And how many times did you have to explain that joke to people?
Yeah. No, they got it. They got it. I did very well, though. From very, like...
So did I.
I killed from, like, the earliest... I did actually... As good as I've ever done my first year of comedy, because it was all confidence, yeah. And I was booking shows, so people didn't want to tell me that I stunk at comedy. So people were just like, all the comics would come like, oh, yeah, you're great. So I had all the confidence in the world.
I had some weird thing, too, because I would psych myself up before I went on stage and be like, they don't know you're a new comic. You could be the best comic they've ever seen. You don't know. And then I would get standing ovations sometimes, like... I do way better than I do now.
I know.
It's weird, right?
I used to book rooms, one-nighters, so I could get hosts, get stage time. And there was like other guys that book one-nighters, and I would do theirs, they would do mine. And that's how we... So I would work with the best comics at the time. I would hire them from New York to come out and do one-nighters in Jersey, and I would host. But hosting got you stronger and stronger and stronger.
The exact same thing, yeah.
Yeah, it would just make you a stronger comic.
And also, when you're working with the best of the best, like I always like prided myself... Yeah. And I mean, I always had the best. Even like, dude, back in the day, I would book you. I would book Bobby Kelly. I would book Patrice. I would book all these guys.
Where?
At Stand Up New York.
Yeah.
Oh. I used to run. It was Friday, Saturday, late show. Thursday and Sunday. I ran four shows a week. So I never had to do open mics. Yeah. I literally just ran my own shows, hosting my own shows every week. And it's so funny because when you project the confidence on the audience, they don't know what a good joke is or they don't know what good comedy is. They just know that you're fucking up there acting like you're a pro.
Yeah.
Right. You know?
Let's hear one more minute of this fucking guy.
But sometimes men think that women doing that got too much attitude.
That's not the problem. The problem is them not having respect for comics who've been doing it
what
for
do you
longer
want
than
I that. Do. I do have an issue with that. You're absolutely correct. I think that women sometimes think like that there's... I've always found most men, they get where they are in the hierarchy when they come into the business.
Yes.
They understand, like, who's above them.
There is a hierarchy.
Not that guy, the fat guy that was trashing me to you.
He has an issue.
Oh, Tim Dillon.
Yeah.
I didn't say that.
It's a fat guy.
I didn't say...
Well, he tries to be funny by trashing, and then sometimes it's like, you know, you're not...
What?
Take it easy, Tim.
Step off, you know.
Wait, say again, I didn't hear.
I said he tries to be fun. He is a funny guy and I like him a lot. But he tries to be funny sometimes by trashing and then you're like, you're not even close. Yeah. Sometimes I just have to turn my head on him. Like I won't respond. Because
you know
I don't
have
I
talk to him at a party should be enough
like,
for him.
Yeah, like I'm not coming back with anything and that should tell you all you need to know. I'm not using any of my energy on this. But
you didn't bring that up to him, did you, on the podcast you did that day?
I will. I did.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't. I don't remember.
But I always thought it was just with other women.
You did,
like women would just fucking blow past me to go fucking suck his cock.
Yeah.
You know,
Tim Dillon's? No.
No.
I'm
not sure he has one. Yeah, like, you know, it's like, I'm nothing. I'm just I'm just an old lady to them that they're going to fucking kick aside,
ooh,
you know?
I'll fight them off.
I just feel like, not so much anymore, but I feel like when we would first...
Well, why don't you address her?
Go,
I know, I'm like,
look
right
it. I'm going to look you in the face and tell you how I feel.
You're the first one I see.
Oh, thank you.
We love each other.
But you know,
she has no respect for Rich. She just loves you.
Well, this is like, I like this triangle a little bit because Rich loves her so much that I never have to jump in and be nice. I can just jump in and be myself.
Yeah.
Be my asshole. I don't have to worry about it. Because sometimes you're mean to girls and then I have to be like,
I don't know what it is about her. I think it's the way
it's
she leans
cop,
on.
Bad cop.
You know what? Why I really liked her? The first time she came in the studio and she was going, thank you to the callers.
Yes, no, you loved her from that first moment.
And she didn't have, like, she was thanking callers when we never even thanked them.
On the way in, he was like, why is she coming in? Who is she? And then he was like, let's have her back.
I felt like Gary Shandling with Mimi Rogers.
I think Karen, and this is why you're great, and I think this is why I think people like Karen, especially on the show, is because this is a fucking mean world. Like, it's a very dude-driven, you know, 18 to 30-year-old fucking male fucking testosterone-y type of thing, this radio world. But you guys are both very self-deprecating, and I think that that's not a thing that women are... We're just not used to women kind of shitting on themselves. We're used to women telling each other that they're great and they have to put each other up
and
build each other up.
comedy, to me, there's no comedy in empowerment. If you want to live in that rarefied world, then this is not for you.
And that's fine, by the way.
Yes, absolutely, go do it. But this is not where that happens.
I'm all about social justice. I believe in social justice. I believe that people that have had institutionalized disadvantages, we should try to fix that, but not in comedy. Not when we're trying to be funny.
Right.
We're trying to look for funny, you're always going to stifle the funniest shit when you're keeping that in mind.
Well, and Bonnie says this, and I agree too, that comics nowadays have no vulnerability, or they're not embarrassed. They have too much self-confidence in life.
Yeah.
You know, there's
I think
no.
You should be a little bit embarrassed about what you're doing on stage for at least the first 10 years.
Do you know what?
You should be a little bit. Yeah, I swear to God, I know. I feel like you should always be like a little bit like, oh, God.
I was on stage the other night.
I got to trot out this shit again.
I know. I was on stage the other night, and I'm doing my stuff, and it's all new. You know, I'm going, why am I, what am I saying to, this is fucking, I hate, and I love doing comedy, but sometimes you're going, I'm not saying a fucking thing, here's the next joke, you know what I mean? Yeah. And then you get bored, and then you rejuvenate, and you start creating again.
Yeah.
You know, so I guess after my fifth CD was done, is up for pre-order on the 20th, which is Thursday, and you can order it the 28th, I got to get back into the mode of creating.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? After your last creation, I guess you take some time off and go, fuck it, let me try to glide for a while.
But you're not that. You're constantly, when you're doing podcasts and radio, you're constantly creating. You're constantly exercising that muscle.
Yeah, but stand up too. You're like, at some point, you're like, okay. And I'm just saying, this is my fifth CD. Can I take it easy for 6 months? Or can I do some of the old stuff? Can I bring it back? Or does it always got to be new?
Do you ever do that? Now, I always wonder that because you've been doing comedy for decades longer than me. Do you ever go back to shit you were doing like 10 years ago?
Sometimes I'll bring it back.
But then bring it back and then change it. And then you kind of either write new punches or tags or... Because that's what I've been going through now. It's like I went through an old joke book and I was like, dude, I'm now prepared. Or not even prepared, but now I have a different perspective on the world. I can take that idea and make it a lot better or take it further.
Well, see, the problem, I can't do that. I might do it live, but there's no reason for me to do that. And I'm not bragging, but for the last 10 years, I've made CDs. I got 5. So it's going to be on one
of
those
CDs. The way you write in a notebook.
No, what I'm saying, listen. That joke is probably going to be on a CD.
Yeah.
So if
you won't acknowledge anything?
I didn't hear
like,
it.
I know, you just like, but you saw them laugh. You knew something happened.
Isn't that enough? Two out of three laughing?
I know, you let the laughter die down and then...
We're here to make the guests laugh. You make them laugh and I make them laugh. You make them laugh. We're not here.
It's your turn then.
Okay, that's why I'm going. Now that's why I'm talking. I let you talk, get to laugh. I go now. I'm not here to laugh. And you know, look, we've been doing
it's
200
acknowledgement. I've been sitting here fucking listening to you acknowledging what you say.
We both swiveled our chairs to look and laugh at her,
and then he doesn't even look over. Right back. Are they done laughing?
Here's what a pro is. He did pause for the laughter.
Yeah, yes. He allowed it. It was his. He took it in and thought it was. He'll on the way home, he's like, I got a lot of laughs on that show.
No, what I'm saying is to rewrite, to do a bit, then subconsciously I think, I could put this out on my next thing, and then it'll be already out.
You already did it.
So that's what I'm saying. But Bonnie creates all the time. She comes up with so many. I'll say, why don't you do this bit that you used to do? She goes, no, it's old. But she doesn't have any CDs, so she could do it.
Yeah.
I mean,
and how many do you have?
My fifth one's coming out. It pre-orders the 20th, this Thursday, and you can order it next week, the 28th, digital or buy it.
Bonnie, why don't you have a CD?
I don't know, because I have like a weird, I just am a little bit, I'm always like, I'm getting close.
Yeah.
Like I always think, it's going to be perfect in a little bit.
But you have so many great bits that you don't even do anymore.
And then those bits get too old to do, I think. And then I'll be like, I need new ones.
What about the cotton candy bit? What was that bit? Do you remember it?
I walked by someone's house and they were eating cotton candy, which is not an indoor food. Or an at-home food. That's not an at-home food. So naturally, I thought he was a pedophile. I don't know. I don't remember something
but it was
stupid.
Funny.
It was dumb.
He had so many funny
Nobody
bits.
But you know what? Arif Hussein, you could have that cotton candy bit.
Cotton candy bits all yours.
She's not
doing
it anymore.
Wait, let's hear 1 minute and wrap this guy up. And then we'll give our last thoughts. Oh, no.
I saw these people
minutes.
Eating cotton candy, and I said, I want to eat your asshole.
We're done with him. Well, yeah, fine. Let's give our last watch on him and plug this shit.
He's blaspheming with his hands again.
Sorry about
that. Listen, fuck it, we're done. Any last thoughts on...
I don't think he's that bad. I don't think ugh's that bad.
You don't think he's that bad? No. Usually you're mean.
Usually I'm really mean, but he's so much better than the other ones that we've... I mean, some of those guys are just horrifying.
Remember the guy we saw that was... heckling the other open micers.
Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, God.
I used to do that when I was wasted. Fight.
Wasn't when
there
was a
what? When I used to get wasted at open mics when I first started. I got my hair pulled at New York Comedy Club.
Oh,
for
really?
Heckling the other comedians?
Yeah, I was just like, you suck.
Do you remember
I
who
got
it was?
Pulled out. It was Dale Sorensen used to run. I don't even
wait,
think
who,
he does comedy
who grabbed
anymore.
Your hair?
Dale Sorensen.
A dude grabbed your hair.
Yeah, he's gay, though.
After you got okay. sober... Oh, that's fine. After you got you. Sober, did you have to go around and like apologize to a bunch of people?
No, then? I'm hot.
Oh, okay. So you just relaxed.
You apologize to me.
I take it back.
After you got sober.
But wait a
did
second.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah, because she came on Legion of Skanks and
wait,
called
after
me and Big
quit,
J Fat.
After she quit drinking.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, she's not sober. You're right.
After she quit drinking.
California sober.
Is that what they call it?
I love that.
I didn't make it up.
Oh.
Okay, so
it's like
you're
a California
Bonnie.
Queen. Richard! Richard! I felt too good to be true. I bought right. I was like,
oh man, that was
that's
perfect.
That's the one?
That was perfect.
That's the one? Oh, God.
Lewis, any last thoughts on...
He doesn't seem like a funny human being, to be honest with you. Like, when's the last time you talked to a person with an Indian accent and were like, this guy's fucking hilarious?
No, that's not true.
It was like, not funny
it was, I think it was never.
Yeah, it's just, well, I mean, I might have been an asshole here. I don't know. Look,
oh,
maybe
no, if, Russell Peters.
Can I say this? Russell. And he doesn't have an Indian accent, though.
Oh, okay, you're right.
If you're a person in life and nobody has ever told you in life, hey, dude, you're really fucking funny, dude. You should be doing this for a living. You should be.
No, I think that's not true.
I don't think you should be a comic if you were never told by people that you are funny. And people don't laugh at things you say
in
life.
I think you can be weird and
no, but you shouldn't be a comic. Go be a weirdo somewhere.
Do you think people ever told Woody Allen he's funny?
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah,
I do.
I'm sure he was always witty.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a really fucking like smart, funny, witty dude. It's not like funny like Bobby Kelly's funny, who's gonna sit at a table and make everyone laugh like the alpha male in the room. But no, I'm sure his close friends said Woody Allen's one of the funniest people on the planet.
He was a writer before he was a comedian.
I'm just asking a pain. I'm not
By
saying
the way, anything. People did tell me I was funny and should do stand-up.
I'm sure.
I was funny since fourth grade.
No, Karen's funny. You're a funny human being. Deepu's there.
Funny.
You know?
I used to have lots of boyfriends tell me I wasn't funny. I would be like, no, I would be making everybody laugh, and they would just like constantly nag me, like, no, you're not funny, you're a girl. I'm the funny one.
Right. Well, guys will give you a lot more credit for laughing at their jokes.
Yeah.
They'll be like, oh, she gets it.
She's funny.
Really funny.
She's got a great sense of humor.
Yes.
Yeah.
Karen, any last thoughts on this guy?
I think he's great. Call me. No, he's like a 6.
He's a 6?
Yeah. That 1 to high. 10. Hi, you thought he was good, though.
Yeah, I'm not a
out
6.
Out of 10?
I think or 6 is low.
Like, Chappelle is 10.
Yes, no, for like an open micer.
Oh, an
open micer.
No, do it on a scale like 1 to 10, like Chappelle's
a 10.
Oh,
like negative. I don't know.
That's right.
I don't care.
0.001.
Okay, so I think he has confidence. I think if he sticks it out, he'll find his voice, who he is. And it just takes time like anything else. You don't start at Apple as a CEO. You start... doing whatever, and it just takes.
Well, normally I hate the advice of like be honest and
I didn't
talk
say
from
that.
Your, no, I normally hate that advice, but I think for him he should actually.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just yeah, let the people know
deeper.
Who the fuck you are, because already we don't like you. So
yeah. Don't just try to pull from like just like I think he's angling from like what is going to make people laugh. Yeah. Talk about yourself. Talk about what was fucking funny in your shitty life yesterday.
Yes.
Whatever the thing that happened in your life, because there's no way his life is good.
Yes.
You don't walk around Toronto with that accent going, "Oh my God, life is great. I'm fucking just crushing puss." And
No. In Toronto, you do. I'm sure. I swear to God, I was
not
like...
in fucking Alberta.
But you get what I'm saying? Like,
yes,
there's. You have like I think most comedy comes from I don't want to say like tragedy.
Talk about the Syrian refugees, man.
But I'm saying there's some shitty stuff that I'm sure that happens in his life, and I'm sure that's what's funny
about
him.
Yeah, what it's like to have people drive by and throw things at you.
Yeah.
They don't in Toronto. That's what I'm saying.
I'm sure he's been to America. So
come to Newark, and then you'll get some comedy.
What
bones.
I'm saying is, he'll find his voice. He has the confidence, which in the beginning, a little confidence doesn't hurt a little bit.
Right. I think humility. Confidence helps you a lot, but sometimes it doesn't help you grow because you can get laughs by doing bullshit.
Yes. Go to a place. I hate comics. I hate where, first of all, I hate bringer shows because your friends are going to fucking laugh at you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
you only got like two or three of them in you anyway. What's the point?
What's that?
What's the point? Like, you got two or three bringer shows and before your friends will stop coming out. Wait till you're ready for your friends to see you, and then they'll want to come out and see you and then bring friends. Because now I had people come out and see me really young in comedy, and then I remember I was bombing at Laugh Lounge, and this chick, Liz Green, who I was in love with in high school.
It is easy to do.
Dude, I looked out, and I was eating my dick. She had her and her friend and her sister was there, and I looked out at their faces, and they wouldn't look at me. They were just looking down at their tables.
Oh,
and I'm just eating my fucking dick off.
Have you ever invited people that have left before?
I told you.
Terrible.
I invited a girl that I was sleeping with that her friends came down from. I tell you the truth. Before she dated me, she was dating. Who's that? He was a famous fucking rock guy or black, whatever.
Lenny Kravitz.
Yeah, how do you know that?
A black rock guy that's famous.
Okay. How the fuck did you know that?
It could have been Jimi Hendrix.
Exactly.
Could have been Hendrix.
There's two.
So
Rich is fucking 84 years old.
So
this was in 1963.
Anyhow, she's never seen me work. She came to Boston Comedy Club, and this is and I was.
By the way, Lenny Kravitz has no neck. Now that you know that, you'll never see him the
same way. And maybe she just dated him on a date or two. I don't know. All I know is she came to see me at Boston Comedy Club. Friends from Boston came down to see her college, and I was hosting, and I came out too strong, and the crowd hated me. By the third time I went up, I couldn't even look at them where they were sitting. I couldn't look them in the face. And they just walked down. You know what I mean? It was so bad. It was so fucking bad, you know, that it's the worst thing to have people come see you that, you know, it's just, it
was in general, I don't really want my friends to come see me ever. Like, even when because I grew up in Rockland County, so I do Levity Live here and there.
Yeah.
I don't really promote it to my friends. It's like, dude, you have a bad fucking night. What's the point? Like, strangers, they go home, that's that. They're going to forget about you. Your friends are never going to forget about that moment where they watch you eat your dick off. And look, we've eaten our dick off before. It's fine. It's just another night, right? But it's so uncomfortable to watch somebody bomb if you care about them. I compare it to watching, because I do the MMA show with Michael Bisping. I watch him fight now. When he gets punched, I'm like pulling my fucking, I guess my scalp. But it's like, it's a really difficult thing to watch somebody.
Yeah,
you know.
Can
in that
I just
situation.
Ask how we, as female comics, what are we doing when you guys are eating your dick off?
Yeah, what
are
we?
If we're doing, what's the equivalent?
Sucking our pussies dry.
Sucking our pussies dry. There you go.
Thank you.
I when I worked at Stress Factory, a lot of people come from my area. That's where I grew up in that area. And I remember I had all these.
Oh, I was sucking my pussy dry at this fucking. Oh, at that place, man. But I sucked my pussy way dry. That was like the Sahara. Whoa.
Holy shit. I drove her home and it looked like.
Do you remember? I go, I'm going to be famous one day and you guys are going to fucking regret this. Do you remember me saying that?
Yeah, but that was in the beginning.
Yeah, it was like so.
We had a big
you
fight.
Said that to a crowd or to her?
No, she used to bomb.
I would say, oh, God.
We had a big fight.
When he first started taking me on the road with him, and I was just like this. L.A. writer. I'd done stand-up on TV a couple times already, but I was, you know, just did, like, weekends in L.A. It doesn't really make you a strong comedian.
Yeah.
And I was fucking sucking my pussy dry every night.
Hey, listen,
sucking it dry.
We gotta wrap this up. It's 8:30. Listen, right. Folks, thank you for listening. If you're buying on Amazon, amazon.richvoss.com. November 2nd, Village Underground live show. Also, my CD... Pre-order this Thursday comes out the 28th. What do you guys got?
The second you got a plug.
I just did, November 2nd.
Guys, you can check out my show on SiriusXM because I was not fired. It's the countdown every Thursday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Rush 93, also Legion of Skanks podcast, Real Ass podcast, and the Roastmasters every other Tuesday at The Stand. I host that show. And we also have that live stream on GasDigitalNetwork.com. So go to GasDigitalNetwork.com, check out all the other podcasts.
What do you got?
Listen to my podcast called Shame On. It's also on the Gas Digital Network.
Cool. Thank you, guys. You guys are the best. Great first guest. Thank you.
Thank you.
For real.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true that somewhere deep down she loves him too.